We'd like to welcome all the visitors here, and Glenda and Gary, and Josie and Dino and family, and all others that I haven't met. Let's just commit the service to prayer, to God, by prayer, and move on. Father, we just want to, we want your anointing on the service, because we don't want to attend here out of ritual or anything like that. We want to relate to you. We want to draw close to you. We want for you to move our hearts so that we know you better. And without your Holy Spirit, none of that can happen. And so we ask for that in Jesus' name. Amen. We begin with an account of the Passover, and the overhead is just about to come alive with a reading from Luke chapter 22. So this precedes the crucifixion. Could we have a little pause? Here we go. Luke 22. When the hour had come, he, that is Jesus, sat down, and 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them, "With fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." The Passover would have had huge significance for Jesus. He was the Passover lamb. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, "Take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes." And he took bread and gave thanks and broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you." The Passover was a meal celebrating an incredible deliverance of the people of Israel from slavery and bondage. But it was also a picture of something far greater, which was about to happen. Jesus was the ultimate, unblemished Passover lamb who took away the sins of the world. So John declares in John 1, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." And Paul states in 1 Corinthians 5, "Do you not know that a little leaven leavens the whole lump? Therefore purge out the old leaven, that you may be a new lump, since you truly are unleavened. For indeed Christ, our Passover, was sacrificed for you. Therefore, let us keep the feast, not with old leaven, nor with the leaven of malice and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth."